huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, in this video and podcast, I've got something a little bit different, and that is 8 ways to game an interview. And by game, I don't mean gimmicks and tactics. I mean actually how to prepare and present yourself in an interview for a job in a way that I believe will give you the best chances of getting the job from someone who's done hundreds, maybe even 1,000 interviews. I don't know. I've lost count. But I've sat through a lot and I've seen a lot of terrible interviews. Not necessarily terrible candidates or terrible people, but maybe they've broken in an interview, or maybe they've done a bit of online research and figured out ways that they think they can game the interview that anyone who's done interviews a lot has seen a thousand times. So I've called this How to Game an Interview 8 Ways, but in reality, it's just how to come across really well in an interview and get more jobs, or maybe pitch better, etc. And I've got, about 85 staff currently in my office. Probably got another 100 who outsource for us. So I have some experience in this. Of course, this is my experience, and I guess every interviewer would have a slightly different take. So just giving you that little expectation up front. So the first thing then is, I believe that all candidates will lie. And I know that's a bit of a negative view, but I believe it's because their job is their main livelihood. If they don't get a job, then they may not have food on the table or pay their mortgage. And I think people are prepared to lie to get a job. So I just assume that all candidates will lie. So your strategic advantage, if you're going for a job, is to not lie. And I know that sounds stupid, because sometimes you might think it's better to tell a white lie to package and position yourself well. But if I'm interviewing you, I want to see if you can tell me the truth. And so there are things that you can say, like being honest about your weaknesses or sharing some of your real mistakes, that if you tell me those, I'm going to feel like you're more likely to tell the truth in the rest of the interview. And I'm going to feel like you're more likely to tell me the truth when you work for me. And I know people are all up for selling themselves on an interview and positioning themselves in the best light. And whilst there's the time and the place to do that, if you do that the whole interview, all you're telling me really is that you're good at selling yourself. But if I feel that you've sold yourself at the expense of the truth, I'll feel like you're always going to sell me at the expense of the truth. And so that doesn't work for me. So here are some areas where you get a chance to show that you're telling the truth compared to other candidates. So when you share a mistake you made, don't try and cover it up or make out that it was better than it was, or blame someone else, etc. Say, hey, look, this is where I made a mistake. Hands up, it was on me. When you get a chance to share a weakness, I think a lot of people teach people, or it seems to be that they read this online, that if you have a weakness, you immediately package it up as a strength. Like the classic is, oh, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. But that's such a great thing because that means I just want to do an amazing job. I have not retained that many perfectionists. I've hired a few and I've lost a lot. And perfectionists don't usually last in my company because my company works quite fast, and it's quite disruptive, and we have a start now, get perfect later kind of mentality to a certain degree, and perfectionists just rarely last, and I don't always think it's a good thing in certain careers and roles. So that's a couple of areas where you get a chance to show that you've told the truth, or, you know, just share something which others would then try and backtrack or talk themselves around or spin into a positive, and just stay quiet and let them ask the next question. By the way, it's a little thing which isn't on my eight, but it's really annoying and it's not good for you when you're being interviewed, when you don't know when to shut up. So if you get asked a question, answer the question you're being asked. This is so important. Don't go off on a million tangents. Don't re-spin it into something else, which a lot of people do. Answer the question you're being asked, then shut up and then wait for the next question. Okay, the second thing then, which we've kind of alluded to a bit, is when you're asked about your weaknesses, which you will invariably be, be honest about them and don't just immediately package them into strengths. Because, like, yes, I want to know your strengths and I'll ask you about those. But I also want to know about your weaknesses. And no one has no weaknesses. And yes, we all know there are upsides of downsides. But when I ask for your weaknesses, tell me your weaknesses, be honest with them. It's okay. Because hopefully your weaknesses are okay, that they're not a deal breaker for the role that you're being interviewed for, you're applying for. Otherwise, why are you applying for the role? So I don't mind if you've got weaknesses, as long as they're not, like if you're a coder, if your weakness is coding, that's pretty freaking bad. But you know, if you are a coder and one of your weaknesses is maybe your interpersonal skills, I don't really mind because your job is to code. So I want to know honestly what your weaknesses are, and I'm not going to knock you down on it as long as it's not what I'm looking for you to have a strength on, which obviously should be related to the job. I'm going to be more impressed if you're honest about that. Now, look, you're probably going to get asked, how did you turn that into a win? How did you turn that into a positive? Which, by the way, I don't ask because I'm just going to get those answers that I don't like. But when you're asked that, then you can do it. Okay, the third thing then, this is really important, is be honest about the last roles that you left or you were let go, made redundant, whatever. And the amount of people I see fudge bullshit or clearly leave out information about their last role and why they left why they didn't leave, why they were forced to leave. Now, a big no-no for me, which is, again, not in the eight, but it's another one, is bitching about your previous employer. So I have interviewed people and all they did is bitch about their previous employer. Bitch, 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 bitch. And the irony is half the things they're bitching about, I probably would have done. And if they're bitching about their previous employer all the time, what do I think they're going to do about me? So a golden rule is to not bitch about your previous employer. And a lot of people do that and they just blame their previous employers for why they left. And this is a chance, again, for you to be honest and show that you tell the truth when others don't. So be honest about why you left the roles or why you parted company. And I remember particularly I hired a guy. And I wouldn't normally do this, so this is interesting. But normally, if someone's had a lot of jobs before, like if they'd had a job every year or 2 years, I'd 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to hire them. They would have to have something amazing about them for me to want to overlook the CV. And I've had a few instances where maybe I've interviewed a PA who's been a PA to a famous person. I thought, this famous person was probably quite demanding, that she would be worth seeing, even though she might have only had a job every year or whatever. But I interviewed someone who's actually now my head of social media, and he's really good, and he'd had quite a few roles, like probably 5 in a 7-year career, which for me is way too many. And I just said to him, why did you leave the last job? And he went, career progression. And I said, why did you leave the one before? And he went, career progression. And I said, why did you leave the one before that? And he went, career progression, and so on and so on. And like, I just felt like he was honest, and I felt like at least he's leaving for the same reason, and at least therefore if I keep him, I know how to keep him because I need to give him career progression, and if I don't, it's my fault because I didn't give him career progression. I felt like I liked his honesty and I liked the consistency of his answers. Okay, number four then, really important, is don't go off on a load of tangents. Don't over-talk yourself. Don't talk through the gaps. People don't like the gaps, you know, like the pauses, the oohs. Answer your question, shut up, look at them, smile, wait. Definitely don't go on a load of tangents. Don't take the question somewhere else. I know you're often taught, a bit like a politician, to be selling yourself and bringing questions round into being able to pitch yourself. I think there's a time and a place to pitch yourself. Don't go off on tangents. Make sure you answer the question. Like the amount of people I've interviewed who haven't answered the freaking question, and all that that makes me think is they don't know the answer, so they're fudging, they're bullshitting, and of course that doesn't look good when you're being interviewed. All right, then the fifth one is, if you don't have an answer, be honest and say, I don't know, I'm not sure, could I look into that, could I get back to you on that? Don't try and fudge an answer and don't bullshit your way around, which a lot of people do. It's okay not to know the answer to everything, so never try and blag it. Okay, number six then is, there are three main areas that you need to research very heavily, better than anybody else. This is a fundamental, this is really simple. Why people do not do it, I do not know. But the three areas you want to research, the main three areas, are the company that you're going to work for, the role that you're going to work in, and the interviewer, the person who's interviewing you. You need to know about them. Of course, knowing about some of their competition is good. Knowing about the founders is good. But the amount of people that like, for example, my head of HR does a lot of interviews, but people don't research her. And so I think that's just they've really lost a big opportunity. Because remember, the person interviewing you is putting you to second interview, third interview, or whatever. So it's not just the boss of the company you need to be well researched on. So the company, the role, the interviewer, and then maybe a little bit behind that would be the competition. Okay, next then, number seven is, when you get your chance, make sure you ask some questions, have some good prepared questions answered that make the interviewer think, and reverse sell them a bit. Ask them, well, why should I come and work for you? And what would your company bring me for my career? How can it make me develop my career? What personal development and career development am I going to get? What other benefits other than a salary am I going to get in this role? Why is the culture better or different from other roles? And give the interviewer a chance to sell themselves to you. Because I think if you're equal or just under another prospect, but the interviewer really fought for you because you made them fight for you, you're probably going to go through to the next stage. So you can't kind of reverse sell them a bit and make them want you. And then number eight is, you want to make sure you have a very compelling, solid final closing statement pitch. So, you know, like 30 seconds or a minute to finish the interview right at the end. This is where you sell yourself. This is where you'd say you're better than anyone else. This is where you pitch what you can do for the company. This is where you make your big claim. Make it concise. There's a brilliant book called Microscript Rules, which takes masses of information, helps you put it into little scripts, like 10,000 songs in your pocket. Or if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. It actually got one full car salesman's pitch into something like 45 words. So that book will really help you nail that down. But you want to finish that interview really well. Okay, so can you let me know in the comments if there's anything you'd add? Are you an employer? Are you an employee? How have good interviews gone for you, whichever side you're on? How have bad interviews gone? What tips have you got that you'd add for you know, good interviews, maybe mistakes you've seen, or really good ways to answer questions? If you're listening to this on the podcast, by the way, I'm doing this live on LinkedIn. So if you want to engage on the debate or get more content like this, I'm going to do more content for employed people as well as entrepreneurs, and I'm going to do most of that on LinkedIn. So those of you that are watching live, please share. So a quick summary, because I'm told people like my summaries: how to game an interview, but not in a gimmicky way, actually how to nail it. I've done hundreds of interviews, maybe even more than 1,000. I don't know, I've seen so much crap, common mistakes over and over and over, which are the reverse of the things I'm just going to summarize now. So number one, I expect all interviewees to lie. So if you don't lie about anything and you can tell the truth where others will lie, you're winning already for me. Number two, don't try and repackage your weakness into a strength too early. Be honest about your weakness and share your strengths when the time is right. Number three, be really honest about why you left the roles that you were previously in, because people can sense bullshit a mile off and they probably will research you. Hopefully you've got some consistency there. You definitely don't want to be leaving a job every 1 to 2 years. It's going to kill your CV. Okay, number four, don't go off on a tangent to the question asked. Answer the question clearly, concisely, succinctly, powerfully, and then pause, shut up, and let them ask the next question. It's often a sign of nerves, by the way, so I get it. But don't blab your way around things. Number five, if you don't have an answer, don't try and blag it. Don't answer it. Just say you don't know. Say, can you look into it? Say you've never been asked that before. You'd need more time to think about it. Be quiet. Let them ask the next question. Number six, you want to make sure you research these three areas better than anybody else. The company, the role, and the interviewer. And that's not necessarily just the boss, by the way, or the founders of the company. And if the interviewer is different to the founders of the company, you want to research the founders and the competition. Number seven, reverse sell the interviewer at the right time. Come with some really good, well-prepared questions and make sure that the interviewer fights for you a bit. And then number eight, have a really good, well-scripted, compelling, sexy final statement and pitch on why you should have the job and what you're going to do for the company. So let me know if you've got anything to add about interviews from the employee side or the employer side in the thread below. If you've got any questions, tag me in. I'll jump in when I can. And this will go on my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. So if you're watching on the live, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. So thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.